everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Bad Advice. I'm your host, Drew Marks. You're hearing us on SkidRowStudios.com as well as Extreme Talk XM 165. I want to thank you for joining us. If you're new to Bad Advice, we are here every Saturday live on Skid Row 2 to 3. If you haven't heard the show before, I am joined, as I am every week, by a panel of very funny people. We will take questions on any subject at all. And since we're untrained and unqualified, we'll be happy to give you some bad advice. I want to thank our sponsor to the show, which is AdamandEve.com. This is actually a great week to bring this up because you can get all sorts of cool stuff at Adam and Eve. And if you mention at checkout, you put in the code word Skid Row, you get all sorts of extra bonuses. You get free shipping, 3XXX DVDs. You get a free mystery gift and all that. But make sure you put in Skid Row, and this is a great weekend to do it if you haven't done it already. And the reason is, obviously, it's Super Bowl weekend. And so if you have a woman that you live with, this is the time to get her a vibrator because you will be left alone to watch the game. And I think that's important. All right, so I want to thank Skid Row. Make sure you enjoy us on Extreme Talk. If you want to call us live, the number here, 800-893-9562. I want to welcome my guests. First, we have Ken August, host of the Weekly Wrap-Up, which follows us immediately after Bad Advice, so just stay tuned for that. What's happening over there, Gus?
Happy to be here, buddy.
Nice. Vic Cohen, host of the show It's a Fair Question, which is Tuesday nights at 9, I believe.
Yeah, correct? That's right. And we had a great guest, Stuttering John Melendez, was on the show, and you can get that on iTunes. All my episodes you can get on iTunes. Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question.
Nice. Actually, I should remind everyone that, shouldn't I? You can subscribe free to all the shows here at Skid Row, including Bad Advice on iTunes, and make sure you like the Facebook page for Bad Advice. Clee Wiggins is joining us for the first time. Give her a round of applause. Nice.
Yay.
We'll get into where you're playing and all that later.
I'm very excited.
Excellent. Marie Del Preti.
Hi.
Our regular, the beautiful and lovely and funny Marie. And then Sal Rodriguez.
I would like to thank whoever canceled, thus allowing me to show up today.
We like to say it's Raldi who is still trying to find the studio. But Sal, you host...
Registered Ear Offenders every Friday, 1 p.m. right here on SkidRowStudios.com, also on Extreme XM 165. And iTunes, of course, but it's not free. It's 10 cents.
You know, this could hurt your dating life because I looked online at your show and I misread Ear, and it did say, in my head, said sex offender, you know. And
in your head?
Yeah.
I don't want to know what else is in your head, Vin.
Please, a lot. We all know.
In your head, it is a sex offender.
Well, here's the thing. We all have pictures of ourselves on the show. Was his a profile? No? Okay. All right.
Wait a minute. I have a bone to pick with you, Drew. You just said in the intro that the guys should get their women a vibrator to distract them from bothering them.
I'm going to already co-sign.
Well, I'm just like, we're not dogs. You don't just buy us a squeezy toy and throw it in the fucking corner. You know what I mean?
Like, you're right. No, it should be shiny.
Plus, some of us will be watching the game.
Yeah.
And using our vibrator at the same time.
Whoa.
Okay. So, do you have plans for the Super Bowl, Clee, or do you want to come over?
I'm still applauding.
Clee, are you a lesbian?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Why did you assume that she was a lesbian?
I'm not assuming anything.
No, a lot of people think I'm a lesbian. But
why? Because you have short hair?
No, he asks that of every woman because they don't touch him.
I don't think you're a lesbian, but you are a self-proclaimed dork, I understand.
Yes, not self-proclaimed, though.
Well, your hair is short and you
My
like
family
football.
Gave me that.
Your hair is short and you like football.
I love football. Go
and your hair. Drew has a habit of inviting lesbians to the show. So
I'm going to the lesbian's house for the Super Bowl. I'm going to Becky Kluger's house.
Becky. Yeah. We love Becky.
We love Becky. She's funny.
Marie, I didn't know you were a lesbian.
I just play one on TV.
One quick thing, since we brought up the Super Bowl, I'm embarrassed to say I have no parties to go to. So...
If you're having a party, please call us here at Skid Row Studios, 800-893-9562.
I hear Clee's going to be playing with herself during the Super Bowl, so that's not a bad idea.
Vic will streak across a party. I think he would.
Yeah.
So is this an excuse for me to use my rabbit? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
You need an excuse?
Yeah, I really don't.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get started. We, in addition to taking listener questions on any subject at all, and make sure you can call in those questions, you can put them right on the Facebook page. We also do news stories here. These are people I feel would have benefited from advice, but were too stupid or lazy to ask. And we'll start right there. Our first one comes from Eugene, Oregon. Apparently, an Oregon man has filed a lawsuit against an IRS agent with whom he had sex, claiming he was coerced into the relationship because the woman showed up at his door, quote, provocatively attired, and she threatened him with a tax penalty.
You know what? My tax guy Barry Horowitz. He does the same thing to me.
But I believe I have this story on DVD that I watch quite often.
Really? So, and it has a nice little soundtrack?
I saw this movie too. It's called H&R Cock.
I think it's a spinoff of your show, Sal. It's The Tax Offender.
Wow. Right now, Ron Swallow is just so angry.
That was for you, Ron. Your ears are bleeding.
I don't understand what the
kids
question is.
All right. Well, here's the thing. It's not a question. This is a story. You remember the way we do this show?
Yeah, but where's the advice? What's going on?
Well, Vincent Burrows is the man. He's 40. And the agent's name is Dora Abramson.
And she's 82.
Well, apparently
she's already not hot. She's not hot.
This agent called him up and was flirting with him on the phone. And in addition to flirting over the phone, she was sending him text messages, offering him massages, and she sent him a photo of herself in her underwear. She told the guy that she could be either a bitch or she could be nice. She said that she could impose no penalty or a 40% penalty, and that if he would just give her what she wanted, she would give him what he needed. Burrow said he had sex with Abramson that day.
If you can keep this story going for another 30 seconds, I'll finish masturbating.
I think this is what happens when women are tired of online dating. They just
I also feel like she should be moonlighting as a dominatrix or something. Yeah, she's really got some...
Right? That chutzpah.
Masochism.
I'm going to go with... Yes, I went Jewish on that one. When you have all the stories, though, and it's like the guy taking advantage, they always show the picture of the guy because it's like, look at him. He looks creepy. There's no picture of the woman in this story. And I think that's unfortunate because...
There's no chance she's hot. There's no chance.
How do you know? Doris Abramson.
There's no chance, Dora?
I think this guy's just trying to get out of paying his taxes. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, every guy, this is a dream come true. I would love for Dora to knock on my door.
Well, maybe they have proof, though, because she wrote it.
But she was provocatively dressed. Can an unattractive woman be provocatively dressed?
You don't know if she's unattractive.
Dressed? Are you?
Absolutely. An unattractive woman can be provocatively dressed.
No, because provocative means, like,
she's
looks
making
good.
The attempt at provocative.
But wait, isn't
she succeeding? That is up for debate.
Isn't there a term that their face is ugly and their bodies are hot?
Butterface.
A butterface. Yes.
A butterface. Maybe she's a butterface.
First of all, you don't know anything about this woman. She might be gorgeous. I mean, there's
really?
A big assumption.
A tax.
It's a better chance she looks like you, Vic.
An IRS agent named Dora, and you're going, she's hot?
I mean, really?
Maybe who needs to harass some dude?
Let me tell you, I see the beauty in every woman.
Vagina. The vagina is the beauty.
If she has a vagina or a hole that looks like something like a vagina.
she has a vagina-like opening.
Something vagina-esque.
On her body.
The vagina-esque item. Yeah.
Maybe it's Dora the Explorer. You know what I mean? Like, because she's hot. You know what I mean? She's like, do you see my taxes? You know?
Wait, Dora the Explorer is a little girl.
So?
With a monkey. She's got a monkey.
She's got a pimp monkey.
Is she provocatively dressed?
Yes, she is. She wears shorts. She wears hot pant, yellow shorts. She's shaking her ass in front of kids.
I want to set up a joke for this. What's your name again?
My name is...
Really?
My name is...
Wow. We're like you're months most, in and you don't remember Sal's
and you're
name.
You're the only idiot who writes stuff down during
the
show.
I had a fart, a brain fart.
And then you Sal. Wonder why I'm anti-Semitic. And then you wonder.
No, we never wonder.
It took me 10 minutes to explain my last name to him last week. Like, after all these months.
I forgot. You know what, Sal? I had a brain fart. It happens.
Please.
But I'm going to set... I'm going to have it set Sal up for a joke because this is his kind of joke.
Okay.
That's why they call it the IRS. The...
I request sex. That was good. I think Drew took that. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. That was a good one, though.
Thank you, Sal.
Yeah, Drew thanks for my delivery.
That was a good setup for Sal. I want to call you Johnson.
All right, fine. I'll do it for Sal Rodriguez. I request sex.
That's how I sound.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
I assume you sound like, what was that little cartoon mouse?
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes, I assume all Mexicans sound like that.
We do.
I took classes.
Drew does an impression of a Jew doing an impression of a Mexican.
I request sex.
All right, well then we'll move on to the next story. Vic, since Vic says, you know, all women, you can find the good in, here's one for you. This is from Hartford, Connecticut. A regional narcotics task force arrested a 71-year-old woman on prostitution charges after police say she arranged to have sex for money. The woman's name is Sigun Liebhardt, 71.
She sounds hot.
71.
Go, go, grandma.
Yeah, she placed an ad on the website backpage.com promoting herself under the escort section as Lola.
I heard she lied about her age, said she was 65.
You know, she should have gone with 69.
71's a new 61, so. Plus, everybody's got so much work done, you know, they could pass for a younger woman nowadays with the Botox and the...
61 is not a younger woman. If you're passing for 61 and you're charging me for sex, shame on me.
Maybe it was Cher. Look, who knows?
Sophia Loren.
I don't look at porn anymore. I've given it up.
You just looked at porn last week.
No, what are you talking about?
I didn't. I feel like you're lying.
Yes, you did. No, I gave it up from the beginning of the show.
What I said is I wanted to look at porn, but I chose not to. So instead, I went on YouTube, and just to look at a vagina, I looked up
We're not going into this story again because we covered it.
I want to just say one thing. That vagina that I saw when I did that was an older vagina. That woman was full gray hair. She had to have been in her mid to late 70s, but the vagina was gorgeous.
You can tell how old it is if you count the rings around the vagina.
That was a patient, Vic.
I'm offended, sir.
Vic, that was a patient you were looking at. You were lusting after a patient. There's nothing sacred.
It might not have been alive.
Wait, it might not have been the same vagina to that woman. They might have done a vagina swap. You know what I mean? They might have Frankensteined the vagina.
I studied bolts on the side.
I studied it very closely, and it was that woman's vagina, and it gave me respect for older women and their genitalia.
I have no trouble respecting older women, but I do not want to look at 70-year-old snatch. Here's the thing. You know, that's why it pissed me off.
But how do you know that she lied? I mean, like, maybe these dudes are into 71-year-old prostitutes.
There is a fetish out there. I used to do phone sex about 10 years ago, and one of the lines that we had was for dudes wanted to talk to, like, old ladies.
I knew you from somewhere.
What do you mean used to? Vic is masturbating right now.
Well, you're not going to charge me for this show, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm charging you each $1.95 per minute.
Oh. Okay.
It's a better price than I usually pay.
May I ask one quick question regarding this? Because it's worth a question. It is a fair question. What is the sickest fantasy you ever had to partake in a phone sex chat?
Oh, God, there was this one guy. Okay, first of all, phone sex was probably the most boring time I've ever had. But there was one guy who used to call in about once a week, and he would just want you to tell him various items in his house for him to put in his ass. and it got to the point where he had a cordless phone, put the phone in your ass, and then get on your other landline phone.
See, Vic, are you happy now? You were, in fact, the weirdest call she ever got.
And he would do it. You could tell, he's putting something in there.
See, I would be the worst.
All kinds of stuff.
I would be the worst sex phone operator because of my Brooklyn Italian background. I would be like, stick your fist up your own ass. Don't call me no more.
Pay top dollar to have somebody tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, no, there's a dominatrix line in which the people you could talk to. Yeah, you just talk down to them.
I would work at that.
Yeah, I need your cell phone number.
I always forget.
Nah, that's nice. All right, I want to remind everyone, you are listening to this both on skidrowstudios.com, or you can be hearing our rebroadcast on Extreme Talk XM 165. Now, if you're hearing us on Extreme Talk, that's going to be every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so 7 o'clock California time. That's a rebroadcast. If you're hearing us on Extreme Talk, you can't call in with your questions, but you can submit them on the Facebook page for Bad Advice. If you want to be a part of the conversation of the stories or call in with a question, our number here, 800-893-9562.
Drew, I like how you said, I'd like to remind you. Was there somebody out there sitting there, what am I listening to? What have I been listening to for the last 20 minutes?
Well, we just did one story about someone in their 70s, and now we're going to do another one. So we might just be reaching that crowd.
Oh, since this is called Bad Advice, I would just say that the woman should continue prostituting herself. And I think we should not be discriminating against her. That's not even advice. But
look who just remembered what the show was.
I know.
Think that's good advice.
I think it's fine because, she doesn't have to wear condoms. These guys are probably into that because she won't get pregnant. And if she got AIDS or anything like that, who cares? Because she's,
Of course she's not getting pregnant. Her uterus fell out 14 years ago.
It's a generator in the garage.
This is the perfect, prostitute date for a guy.
All right, well, if you like that, what do you think of this one?
But could I just add one?
Oh, geez.
I just want to add one other thing.
When I tell me you wanted to add one thing a minute ago.
He's a run-on sentence.
This is it. One per minute.
No, this is helpful.
Oh.
When I used to look at pornography, I can tell you that when I saw 70-plus-year-old women, I was always amazed at how young their breasts look. Go on.
Okay, I'm sorry. You can't finish on that because I want to say this.
When they were kneecaps.
Those are called fakies.
Out of all the time I've spent looking at porn, I can't recall a 70-year-old showing up in anything I'm watching.
If you wear your bra to bed, you will have good boobies. Mm-hmm. You know, I wear my bra to bed.
Keep that in mind, Sal.
I have a special sleeping bra.
Yeah, exactly.
A special sleeping bra? What?
Yeah, they stay nice and firm.
There's a sleeping bra? So there's like a waking bra and a sleeping bra?
It's more comfortable to sleep because if you slept in your regular underwear bra, especially if you're endowed as I am. No, it's uncomfortable.
You can do that, or I will come over and just hold them in place.
So, would you hold mine in place while I slept?
I will.
So cuddly and nice.
I have Ed Greer for that.
If someone does want to see naked older women, just use the search mature porn in your Google search.
Thank you for that public service announcement.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you, Vic.
Yeah, Google Analytics also thanks you.
Our next story, this comes out of England. A British nursing home is on the defensive after local authorities learned it may have regularly hired prostitutes for its residents. According to the Times of London, Chaseley Nursing Home in Eastbourne, England, is accused of regularly scheduling visits with sex workers who meet the residents in a special room and then put a special red sock on the door for privacy.
I'm not dreading my
problem with this.
I'm not dreading my golden years now.
You know what I mean? This is conjugal visits. What's the problem?
I think it's adorable.
It's sweet, I think.
I think so, too. Let them get a little, goody. You know what I mean?
A little hand job on your way out the door.
I mean, come on.
The person in charge, they were interviewed.
Wait, let me ask the ladies in the room. What's the oldest guy you would have sex with? The oldest guy.
Don't point to me.
I'm not
probably like 60 for me.
60.
I'm in. Oh, 60. Sorry. Wait.
And
Clee?
I probably like mid 50s would probably be the old at the
mid 50s. Drew,
current age.
Nice. Drew, you're still gonna make it, man.
Older men. I like older men.
I prefer dudes who are around about my age, should be weird because my dad was much older. Like he died 10 years ago and he was 72 at the time.
I would say late 50s.
That's the oldest guy Vic would sleep with.
Exactly.
His late 50s.
I thought for sure Marie was going to say 1 year younger than Vic.
No, yeah. I think I like older men. I think that they are sexy.
Is your husband older than you?
He's older than me.
How much older?
38 years old.
No, he's 7 years older than me. And I like that. I think it's sexy.
That
and
doesn't really count.
I think most women like guys that are older.
My previous boyfriend was, a lot older than that. And I find it, they take their time with you.
Just because they can't move as fast?
No, they're fine. I mean, their bodies are still sexy. I mean, their minds are sexy. I don't know.
Marie,
is more than just, a hard body.
Marie, were you molested?
No, I wasn't.
Marie,
would you like to be?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Would you like to be? I think that you have a daddy issue. And I think most women do. Do you ever call your husband daddy during lovemaking?
No. Like, why do you think it's a daddy issue? Because I find, this is insulting to yourself. I mean,
I'm not your daddy.
Why eliminate like an older man when they're just, I don't know. There's something about them. They're mature at that point. They're not acting like, doofuses.
True. Men are embarrassing. They're so immature.
Old men are people too.
When you observe a little girl and a little boy in the playground, let me tell you something. That little girl is so advanced and that little boy is still like freaking
eating
twirling
sand.
A dreidel. You know what I mean? He's an idiot.
If he's a little Jew, is that what you're saying? If he's a little Jew, he'll be twirling a dreidel.
A little Jew with a dreidel.
She kicks back into her freaking German voice,
accent.
I play with my dreidel. I love my dreidel.
What playgrounds are you having?
Temple Beth David.
Griffith Park.
And stop.
No, the age difference between men and women is fine. Like my girlfriends were typically like 20 years younger than me.
Now, Jesus Christ.
Well, no.
That was when Drew was 25, too.
It's fine if I'm 50. Now, granted, if I was in my 30s, it would be a problem.
Now, wait a second. How old are you now and how old is this woman here? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still on the 71-year-old.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with a 71-year-old?
No.
That's 20 years older than him.
You're so full of it, Drew.
No, I'm not.
I know Vic would, but Ken, would you go for an older woman?
I wouldn't care how old she is as long as I don't look at her and go, well, she looks about 71.
How about you?
She'd have to look like Raquel Welch or something.
That wouldn't hurt.
Would you go
with an older woman?
Yeah.
If I was attracted to her, age doesn't matter. If I was attracted and she was attractive and we were attracted and And she paid me $150. Yeah.
I have a 75-year-old neighbor who I find very attractive, and if she made a move on me, it's all bets are off.
Everything you said has upset me.
Yeah.
Have you never heard him before?
Clee would like to trade seats.
She wants to sit on my lap.
Absolutely not.
Just wash your hands after you're done with the show, Clee. You
know, all right. Well, we've got a bunch of stories and lots of questions this week, we're going to move on. This one's just kind of a fun one. This is in New Orleans. It says when cops encountered a 33-year-old Osmer Hernandez, he was staggering down the street on Friday night while he serenaded them with a little ditty. What made his performance memorable was his lack of clothing. Cop says he wasn't wearing pants and he was masturbating.
What was his name again?
Osmer
Hernandez.
Okay, anybody that makes a joke about him being a relative, I will fucking punch you. I will fucking punch you in the face.
Cousin?
Like Ron Swallow.
Is it because it's not a joke?
Is that your cousin?
It's not
punch
cousin.
Me, bitch.
It's cousin.
They said that officers asked him to put on the shorts that he was carrying, but Hernandez allegedly ignored the order, preferring just to continue singing and fondling himself.
Mm. Well, who wouldn't?
Well, it's New Orleans. I mean, everybody does that shit there. Yeah, I've been
Mardi
there.
Gras.
Yeah,
Mardi
exactly.
Yeah.
Not on just a Monday night.
Yeah, my advice is just throw some beads at the cops. You'll be fine.
You know what? I find this really ridiculous. They allow the women to, like, pull up their tops and show their tits for beads, and this poor guy just wants to masturbate in the street and gets arrested.
I feel like there's a disconnect.
I know what happened. I 100% and I get it. I get it. There was some confusion on his part because they're always throwing the pearls or whatever.
The beads.
So he was trying to create a pearl necklace.
Now Sal is, wow. I mean, Ron is really going to punch you in the snot locker.
I look forward to it. It took me a while to get there.
Now, wait, according to what we spoke about a few minutes ago, the ladies in the room believe these guys should be able to walk around naked only if they're 70.
Well,
I don't care. I really don't want to see a 70-year-old.
A 70-year-old walking around masturbating, really?
Do their balls get really saggy at 70? Like, does your shit drop too?
It's already, it depends on humidity.
It drops and then it drops again.
Vic stepped on his nuts on the way in.
I stepped on his nuts on the way in.
I'm stepping on him right now.
My nuts?
Your nuts.
No, mine, I have to say, if you
according to what we just heard, they've been stepped on three times, like, in the last 20 minutes.
According to Vic's dream, they're shoved up his ass.
Vic had a testicle tuck recently.
Let me tell you, first of all, for those, I would like some advice.
Oh, geez, here we go.
I had a dream, I'll be real quick. It was in reference to what was just said by, what's your name?
Come on.
I'm going to shove my fist at you.
Marie.
Marie's going to fist you.
And I'll love it.
I know you will.
I had a dream earlier in the week that I had performed anal love on myself.
Anal love.
And it was so incredible.
But he does
and
care.
So, it was so vivid. I do. I love myself. It was so vivid that I remember the feeling of the end of my organ popping through the rim of the anal opening.
Okay. Like, it was like Clee is not liking you anymore. As this goes.
But she's eating. She's eating as you're saying this.
And it was so intense that I was, you know, so curled over my body, and it felt so good. I grabbed my hips to start pumping my own butt.
That wasn't you, Vic. That was not your dick fucking your ass. That was your ass swallowing your dick.
That also wasn't a dream. That was Thursday night.
But I went to my therapist to have a discussion about it.
I believe our time here is done.
I think she said to him, like, you were just dreaming that you were a bug. And you were crawling up into a fucking ball.
It was a man. And he had a field day with it.
Did he? I bet.
Like, one of them is
dressed as a priest?
Did he lean back and steeple his fingers together before he started talking?
The power of Christ compels you.
Right? Yeah, he just started throwing holy water on Vic going.
No, he
was like, stick your fist up your ass, you worthless motherfucker.
No, he's actually an amazing therapist, and he's Hispanic.
Why does Vic reference to me? What the fuck does that have to do with me? I'm not a therapist.
Because you're proud of your people, Lovey. Your people are good for something.
They're good for everything. I've said in the past, my taxes and my accounting, they're both.
For Home Depot anymore.
He interpreted it as me wanting to penetrate myself.
May I say this? I don't know.
That's what
I was going to say. You paid him to come up with this one?
Actually, what happened in the dream? Now, what does that mean?
It sounds like you want to fuck yourself. That's what.
That's like.
I don't know how long you've seen this guy, but I question how good he is.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fifth grader could have come up with that.
No, he was good.
Why did I just open this bottle of water?
Because I think
maybe you were thirsty.
Yeah. No, I sense you're thirsty.
But it was really fascinating, the dream, because it was so vivid that I remember the tip of my organ being open. And actually moving around.
I thought we were going to make this a quick story.
Moving around the moistness of my butt.
All right. The tip of Oregon? What?
First of all, why are you calling it an organ at this point? I mean, we're here popping, like, with moisture.
Because he's the Phantom of the Opera. He plays the fucking organ.
Really weird music.
I'm trying to be respectful.
Oh, yeah.
Vic tells a story. I feel like I need to wear a poncho. It's ridiculous.
He's the Gallagher of organ stories.
You know what's great, though? That Vic told that story because now this next person is going to sound so less weird.
Vic's dream makes Clee miss her phone sex days.
Right? I still don't even know what my advice is.
There is none. I've got some for you.
To people.
Kill yourself.
No dose. You should never sleep. You should pretend you're like in a Freddy Krueger movie. And just never sleep.
Sleep so deeply that you never remember your dreams that you can share them with others.
Well, here, I will tell you this month. I'm doing a 90-day abstinence. So I was about 8 days in. So I think I was just really horny.
That's not a choice. That's
abstinence. That is your hand rejecting you.
If this happens 8 days into your 90-day abstinence, I hate to see what like day 75 is going to be like.
Not getting any is not the same as abstinence.
No, I'm talking about to myself, and that was therapist suggested.
His hands cut themselves off.
He'll wake up like one morning and just the left hand will be there with a note from the right one going, he left.
Ever specifically requested you don't use his name?
Therapist recommended and suggested.
Wait, Vic, isn't this therapist the same guy that was impersonating a dentist recently in that house?
Oh my God, that's right.
That's the same fucking guy.
Oh also God. Injected concrete into a lady's ass.
Oh my God.
I'm going to tell you, this guy's been a godsend.
Good thing I don't believe in God.
Very insightful. Seems like you want to penetrate yourself. Yeah. Very insightful.
No, he's really growing. Let's give him some credit. Yeah.
All right, listen, we're moving on to the next story because we have a lot of questions to get to. This one, wow. It says, Michelle White was sentenced to 15 years in prison Friday for robbing a White Castle with a water pistol. Prosecutors said White, 33, drove to the burger joint, handed a threatening note to an employee while brandishing a plastic pistol. When the employees ran to the back of the restaurant, White squeezed through the drive-through window and stole more than $600. A customer saw her, wrote down the license plate, and then called police. This is the best part. Police converged on her home, where she reacted by climbing onto the roof and jumping, fracturing an arm, a leg, and her pelvis in the process.
She's a little monkey.
Yeah.
Climbing all over everything.
Well, here's the thing. She was limber enough to crawl through the drive-through window, but not so good when it comes to getting off the roof.
I fucking love this woman.
Can I see it?
Going in with a gangster, like, water pistol and just climbing through a hole. I mean, this is like...
Are we talking one of those little water pistols like from the movie Grease?
Yes.
Or are we talking about... one of those major, you know, cannons.
I have my own theory. When it says the employees ran to the back, that's because I've been in White Castle. Those people were not scared of an actual gun. They were more scared of getting a bath.
She had a super soaker like, you all right. Stink.
Yeah. Well, my advice to you, Michelle White, is if you're going to go through all that trouble, rob a bank. White Castle, not a lot there. And she's getting 15 years for this.
I think 15 years is harsh.
I think it's excessive, but it is Florida. Right?
She does look like a big
Florida,
woman.
They crack down.
They don't
man.
Play games in Florida.
She might have turned back around and spent $600 on White Castle right after that. Look at that.
She's a ginger. Maybe it's the red hair. Just made her crazy.
Her soullessness.
I don't know.
Because they don't have souls.
Those burgers are good. Those little
burgers.
That's
what I heard on South Park. That's what I heard.
I get a lot of my news that way, too.
Yeah, I get all my information from South Park.
Those little burgers are good over there at that White Castle. Those are some good burgers. Those are
White Castle burgers.
It's dog meat.
In-N-Out's the best.
It's gross.
Dog meat. Fucking ruined my White Castle.
You think she should have robbed In-N-Out?
If she were to be robbing hamburger joints.
She might have gotten away.
Even a robbing In-N-Out, it's like a 35-minute line. You gotta stop.
Those burgers go in and then they go out.
wait. You know who that is? That's a redheaded chick robbing White Castle. It's fucking Wendy.
Oh, isn't she on CSI? What's going on with that? Let me see.
All right, well, listen, as really we get ready to go to the questions, I want to give everybody the number here again. If you could call in with your question, it's 800-893-9562. As we are every week at 2 o'clock, we're on skidrowstudios.com where you're listening live, or you are hearing the rebroadcast Extreme Talk XM 165, where you can hear us every Saturday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You guys ready to do some questions for our listeners?
No.
Yes. Excellent. All right. Maybe.
I like the enthusiasm. All right, here we go. We're going to
hold on 1 second. I keep getting kicked by the lady to my right. And I don't know if she's flirting with me or if it's an accident.
I think she's just trying to push her chair further away.
She's trying to kick your testicles laying on the floor. Just move them out of the way.
Did you forget her name already? Really? Lady to the right?
I believe her name is Sal Rodriguez.
I want to apologize for getting the names, and I'll tell you why it's happening. I just realized it's because of the eight days of abstinence.
It's because you're old.
Right. You can't blame everything.
No.
The abstinence of you fucking your own ass?
No, that was a dream.
Here's the thing. That's why the economy's bad, because Vic's not jerking off. All right, listen, here we go.
Kleenex stock went down.
Yeah. Our first question comes from Carolyn in West LA. Carolyn wrote into the site and said, I love going to the movies, but every time I go with my boyfriend, he falls asleep and starts to snore. It's really embarrassing. How can I get him to stay awake?
Give him oral sex.
Yes! Marie got pregnant!
The name of the show is Bad Advice. We covered this. There you go, giving good advice.
Punch him in the dick.
Well, there you go.
I was going to say the same thing as Marie. Repeated fellatio.
That is a fine adjustment.
I think you guys are missing the bigger issue, but go ahead.
I was just say make love to his father in front of you.
Why is the father there?
In
the movie theater? I know you guys are missing the point. I think it's what kind of movie are you going to? Why don't you stop making him go to chick flicks?
What's the chick flick? What was the movie?
It doesn't say.
Well,
I'm assuming.
See?
Something with Bradley Cooper.
Fucking assuming.
Anything with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, the other thing is to do that popcorn trick, you know, stick his dick in the popcorn thing.
But make sure it's really hot.
It might have been good advice, but any advice that ends with you should just blow him, we should probably still let that go. I mean, I think that's fine.
But again, I think that's good advice no matter what the question is.
I'm fine with it still getting, that should be an exception for this show.
Bite his dick. Blow him, but use all your teeth.
Or take the popcorn and shove it in the hole of the dick.
No.
Oh, just the kernel. The kernel.
What Muppet cock does this guy have that he has a hole big enough to jam popcorn in there?
Apparently, Vic is backed up so he could butter everybody's popcorn.
Oh, yeah, better yet, send Vic over and he'll stick it in his butt.
No, Vic used to fire popcorn kernels out of his dick in Vietnam.
Not that old.
I meant you worked at a show. Actually, forget it.
Here's one. Okay, we'll move on to the next question. This one actually is funny because someone wrote this in, and Klee, we may have to go to you directly for this one because it says,
it's about a black chick? Is that what? Are you going to be racist with her like you are with me, Drew?
No, you're a special case.
No, I'm mostly just racist with you.
I didn't even notice. Just say I don't speak Spanish.
I didn't even, I didn't even know you were black.
I didn't either.
This is you, okay.
Yeah, Marie.
Why? What did I say?
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Listen, this one comes from Glenda in Holyoke, Massachusetts. She wrote, my boyfriend refuses to stop having phone sex. The problem is he likes having it with strangers. What am I supposed to do?
Klee.
Let it go. I don't know.
Yeah, Klee. You're black.
If he's having it with strangers, I don't know. He's paying for it. Let it go. Shit. Who cares?
Yeah, there's no contact. You know what I mean?
Wait, if your boyfriends were having phone sex with women, you wouldn't care?
No.
If he can, if he's paying for it, if he can afford it?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, what if he's spending $275 a month on phone sex with a stranger?
No, that's different because that could go back into my pocket. So now you're getting in my shit.
Okay.
So it's about the money. So you're a whore.
It's not about the money, but I don't want you spending your money on some dumb bitch.
That's my meal at the 101 cafe.
That's my pair of shoes.
I have some advice for Caroline.
Okay.
Caroline, this is Vic.
Here's the good thing. It was Glenda in Holyoke, Massachusetts. But you go ahead and talk to Caroline.
Bitch.
My notes are off. Sorry. What's her name, Glenda?
Her name is Sal Rodriguez.
Glenda.
Glenda, this is Vic.
Do you hate her?
This is what I'm... Oh.
Sorry about calling you Caroline earlier.
Glenda, this is what I would say. Years ago when I did participate in phone sex, I spent a little bit of money. And you should be happy that he's talking to strangers. In fact, you should encourage him to talk to strangers because it's very expensive. I tried to get out of a bill once.
You're a terrible person because that comes out of their paycheck.
I did. I called up and
Don't they have to do the credit card up front?
Yeah, but I got like a $700 bill because I was wanting her to climax first. I was trying to be a good lover.
Really? You were? Oh my God.
It's their job to keep you on the phone for as long as possible.
They're non-climaxing.
Rick is a gentleman on the phone.
I don't know if you remember me. I'm the guy who wanted stuff stuffed up his ass. No, but I called up the service and I said, you know, I go, my son got on the phone. And this kid, he's like, you know, rambunctious. He's 14 years old. Don't you guys check the ages of these kids? I mean, I'm out
of
town.
The kid's calling on the free 800 numbers on your phone bill. This is
what
credit card.
No. This is what happened. She goes, well,
sir, stop molesting your son.
No, she said, the bill, July 14th at 2 a.m., we got the call. Tell me if this sounds familiar. And it's my voice going, they go, you know, do you agree to...
Wait, what was your voice saying?
Vic,
I want you to climax first.
The recording.
I want you to climax while I stick things up my ass.
No, yeah.
They say it like that, climax, because uses that word?
Yeah, right.
The recording was to say that I'm an adult and that I agree to pay for all charges. And so after the beep, you hear me going, Vic, and I'm
that's funny.
Yeah, and then I go, that damn kid, he's the best impersonator.
You're like, damn you, Frank Caliendo.
Terrible liar.
I still had to pay for it, so.
Yeah, what a fucking surprise.
But I did get out of another one, and then
did
I just
gave
up.
Did she say to you, hold
you
on one second.
Not to say your name.
Hold on one second. I got 45 other people trying the same fucking move right now. I got a line.
No, they were advanced. I did do one where they took it off. I'm sorry, Clee.
Because you didn't say your name on that one?
No, they didn't have that service yet. They didn't have that.
Yeah, it said, I agree. This is Sal.
I got to be honest. I have in the past called the phone sex lines, and whenever it says, say your name, I usually be like, Phil.
That's
I do.
Funny.
I do it.
I'm
but
honest.
Then when I'm talking to the girl, she's like, oh, Phil, I'm Phil. I'm like, your name is Phil. Your name is Phil. It's not the same. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maybe Glenda thinks that this is a gateway to, like, you know, him having an affair. You know what I mean? It starts off with, like, this strange...
It is.
That's a long gateway.
You know?
Yeah. It's a gateway drug. Know.
So, Sal, you tell the gay phone sex site that your name is Phil? Is that what I'm understand?
Right. As in F-I-L-L. Yes.
Nice. All right. I think you were in Vic's dream, by the way.
There you go. All right, next question.
An audible pop.
We got this one. This one... I like this one. It says, I just had my cat spayed/neutered, whatever. But she is starting to stink really bad. She's wearing a cone and can't clean herself. Do you have any ideas on what I can do? It says, I tried Axe body spray, but that was a bad idea. Thanks, JT.
Just clean the pussy. Isn't that, I mean,
douche, like Martin Lawrence would say.
Give us your address. Vic will be there in an hour.
The cat smells and she doesn't know what to do with it.
The cat smells?
It says the whole cat because the cat can't clean itself because it's wearing that cone of shame.
You fucking lick that cat now. That cat would lick you. You lick that cat if the cat can't do it.
She didn't even know if it was spayed or neutered. She's a stupid idiot.
I'm not worried about the spayed or the neutered.
I'm pretty sure JT is a dude.
JT, you don't know if you spay or neuter a fucking cat?
The spay or neuter.
Do you even know if it's a male or a female?
The slash part scared me. That seemed a little fucking violent.
JT, you are a fucking moron. Take that cat and get it cleaned. It's not a big deal. Why are we wasting our time with JT?
Yeah.
VicCohen.com.
Because it's our show. It's what we do.
I think that definitely what Vic said. Clean him because you know what? The cone itself is going to give you so many laughs. So just like fucking give back and clean the damn cat. You know?
By licking it. Lick it.
Lick
really?
The cat.
You guys want
to
lick
it? Washcloth. Why
that's
the
how the cat would clean itself.
It?
And JT, what kind of man are you to own a cat?
You just want JT to have a hairball is what you're saying.
He's the one who doesn't even know if he has a boy or a girl cat. What the fuck does
he
mean?
You don't even mention own cats.
Dude, do you know when I watched your dog last week or a couple of weeks ago, I would basically, first thing in the morning, get naked, sit there, let the dog fucking lick me clean. It's cold in your bathroom, dude.
What is wrong with you?
Was that your only action? I'm getting a little worried.
It sadly was my only, except for when Vic's around, I get a little bit on the side. But otherwise, yes, that was it.
Clee, can you take some charity on Gus and just take care of him?
Clee, I need your 800 number.
Man. I don't have that kind of energy.
You're what?
I said I'm already blown a fat man. I don't have that kind of energy.
Really?
I can be that fat man. I can be that fat man right now.
No. Clea is actually not closer to the door than Vic.
Her body language is very is upsetting, actually. She's got her legs crossed
towards you, though.
Is that a good thing? I always thought when the knees towards
you. I like to sit facing Sal with my legs wide apart.
I'm saying my vagina is going that way.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now, and I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to be honest.
Oh, here we go.
What else is new?
I'm going to tell you something. This girl, Klee, if she didn't have a boyfriend, I could be down on that within 2 days.
She's like, why 2 days? Why 2 days?
Count on that.
Because I would treat her with respect. I would take her to
that's
dinner.
That's how long it's going to take while she's tied up in the basement until hunger forces her to change her way.
No, but the truth is, Klee may act repulsed. But the truth is,
I'm intrigued. But her eyes are saying she's not.
I'm going to tell you something. This girl
like
is
R. Kelly.
No, this girl's into me.
She seems more interested than the last girl to sit there who had a sex change when you sat next to her.
I'm going to tell you something right now. And I've been with a black woman. I know how to satisfy.
Congratulations.
Yeah. No, he means in the same room.
I know how to satisfy every race.
Do they have different needs, Victor?
I just want him to stop talking.
It's a rainbow coalition of sexual needs.
And I want to tell you something, Klee.
Oh my God. He had a look down on a stupid paper.
Yes, Victor Cohen. Go ahead.
Oh, you are really good. I want to touch you. I want to tell you something, Klee. You have beautiful skin.
Thank you.
You really do. She does. You should do a soap commercial or something. I mean,
Vic, what are women from French Algeria like? what are they like?
They like a lot of kissing in the nape of the neck.
Oh. What do Albanian women prefer? Uh-huh.
They just like it hard and fast.
Really? How about Armenians?
They just like it hairy.
There you go. Vic Cohen just rattling
perfect.
It off.
And I want to tell you one last thing, Klee.
Oh, geez.
I am honestly very attracted to you.
I am shocked and surprised.
So as long as she hasn't heard every other show where you do the same thing to somebody, you're in, dude.
That's not true.
If by not true you mean 100% true, I agree with you.
I'm not. And, you know, I think that there's some energy here, and I like calling it out. I just want to be honest because I have a feeling you're never coming back.
Okay.
Someday I may visit the little world that you live in.
See?
There you go. All right. We're moving on to our next question. This one comes from Tara in Reading. Tara wrote and said, my teenage daughter confided in me that she got her nipple pierced. She asked me not to tell her father. I don't want to keep secrets from him, but I don't want to lose her trust either. So right. What do I do?
Drew, why is this the one picture? It wouldn't have a picture with
right.
this.
Well, and her daughter is 6 years old. You forgot to mention that.
No.
She said teenage. She got her nipple pierced?
Yes. Yeah. It says a teenager?
Yeah, don't tell the father. Because she also doesn't want her daughter to get beat within an inch of her life. So I think, yeah.
Well,
Go ahead and tell dad.
If the father is from the Jersey Shore, I don't think that the father would give a shit.
No, he's going to say something. Because they're all macho about their ladies. Yeah.
Not so much.
Are you trying to say you're come kind of whore?
Well, it's in terror. Well, I mean, Redding is in Northern kids. California.
Yeah, you know what? He's probably too fucking smoked out on that sticky-icky care.
From Northern California? They're all drug addicts?
In Redding, California, that's where a lot of weed is. I'm from San Francisco.
It's near Humboldt.
If I were the father, I would not want to know because it would turn me on too much.
Oh, that's disturbing.
And now I no longer want to visit your world.
See, no.
Your own turds turn you on. You know what I mean?
When a 6-year-old daughter gets her nipple pierced, it turns you on.
She's a teenage daughter. Guys, all right, I'm taking control of this one because you people
please.
Are all out of your freaking minds. Here's what you do, all right? Let's get back to the what the show does.
Please.
Here's some bad advice for you. This is what you do, Mom. And the Mom is Tara.
Oh, I know what to do. Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do is you go and you take a picture of that nipple. Okay.
For me.
And then and it's only going to show the breast. It's not going to any other part. Okay. Now you show that picture to the father. You ask him what he thinks about it. If he likes it, you can go ahead and tell him.
That's great. Bad advice.
That is awesome. Bad advice.
That's good. Yeah. Cause I see a backhand coming right after that.
But if he doesn't like it, you don't say it's the daughter.
Another way to do it.
If he says he doesn't like it, you still tell him it's
the
daughter.
If he doesn't like it, then you just tell him, well, okay, you know, I have something to tell you. It's like, yeah, you can
just do
it. But the thing is, he's not going to say he doesn't like it unless she has some weird distorted nipple.
Look, if anybody out there has a picture.
Or he recognizes it.
If anybody out there has a picture of their teenage daughter's pierced nipple, send it to Facebook.com/Sal Rodriguez.
Oh my God.
I would just go
on record as being a pedophile.
Right, exactly. What's
exactly? On record?
Please send your child porn here.
That was Sal Rodriguez. Thank you.
What's her name? The mother?
Oh, wait, now he remembers your name, by the way.
Tara. Tara's in Reddit.
Tara, this is what you do. This is Vic. I'm giving you.
All right, come on, Vic. Heat it up.
Pierce your clitoris and your nipples. And one up, three up your daughter. That's what I would do.
Okay.
How about it be like Freaky Friday and the daughter and mother which piercings.
Either that or Tara, listen, don't worry so much about what the dad's going to react. Just face the fact that your daughter is well on her way to becoming a stripper and be happy about
right,
it.
The other thing is... you can at least hang her up to dry, too. That should be nice.
I would have... get your husband a Prince Albert. And then everyone get pierced.
What's a Prince Albert?
It's a family piercing day.
Yeah, it's where the tip of the male organ is pierced.
Pierced with a little bar.
Oh, did you mean do you have Prince Albert in a can? Let him go.
It's like a little crown on the penis.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. I could show you.
It looks like the penis is like lifting a little tiny dumbbell.
Aww.
I guess this is that part of the show where I'm supposed to remind everyone once again, you are listening to us on Extreme XM 165. You can hear our show rebroadcast there every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or always catch us and hear all our episodes if you subscribe free at the iTunes store. Make sure you like Bad Advice's Facebook page. And you can also hear old episodes right here on skidrowstudios.com. All right, let's get to the next question. This is from Mike in Concord. Mike asked, my daughter is dating a guy much older than her. She's 19 and he's 41. What can I do to make her see that this is a bad idea?
Oh, is this the same girl with the pierced nipple?
One can only hope.
I don't want to tell this guy this already, but your 19-year-old is ruined already. I don't know how young you are. You may want to start having other kids.
Mm-hmm. Or just come on to your daughter. Come on to your daughter and be like, see, is this hot to you? This is disgusting.
Yeah, what you want. This is what you want.
Yeah,
want a piece just of this? Strip naked in front of your daughter and go, this is what you have in your immediate future.
Here's what I suggest. Have your daughter contact me on Facebook. And if things don't work out with that 41-year-old, please, I would be open to exploring a life with her.
You're a terrible person.
Oh, Vic is the dating equivalent of locking your daughter up in the closet and making her smoke too many cigarettes until she doesn't want anymore.
Are you saying that you would marry this girl to make it honorable? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't marry her, but I would definitely introduce her to the world of love.
Vic, you are like a half step away from boxing Helena.
Like, that's the armless, legless.
Because I think you're a terrible person.
Marilyn Fenn. Marilyn Fenn is another one.
I'm a terrible person?
A little bit.
Yes, but in a good way.
I'm a wonderfully...
Yeah, in an adorable way.
You guys,
the most
I
adorable, awful person I've ever met.
You guys, I got to talk about this because we talked about this exact topic on our show, Fridays at 1 p.m. on skidrowstudios.com.
And nice plug.
What happened was we talked about the younger women and the older men. And I've talked to a lot of older women who have, let's say, 18, 19-year-old daughters. I asked them, how would you feel about your daughter, dating a 40-year-old guy? And they were disgusted by it. I said, what if he were the CEO of Intel? Guess what? They shut the fuck up, and that's okay. Oh, we're selling our daughters to the highest bidders.
Isn't that what we've been doing, like, since mankind invented marriage as a thing?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
Where's my CEO?
I am fine with it.
Sitting right next to you.
Oh my God, in your
mind. The CEO of your anus is not.
Sadly, he's only vice president of his anus.
It's not on the NASDAQ. It's not on the NASDAQ, I wonder.
He's not just a member, he's also a client.
You guys can laugh, but I am a great lover, and if it were a 19-year-old...
Yes, Vic, we know. We've gone...
You are a stud.
He's on City Search. You're on Yelp and City Search.
I've got great reviews.
Yes, nobody fucks their own hand like you, my man. You're the man.
And all the great lovers just go around saying that they're great lovers all the time.
What happened was, after Vic had sex with a woman, they meant to type in help... Mm-hmm. So they typed in Yelp.
Are you on Yelp?
I've got great reviews. I have over 1,000 reviews.
Wow.
Right. Five stars.
I think you're never going to solve that issue of, you know, older guys, younger girls.
But
I
mean,
like, look, it depends what people look like. Like, I don't look my age. I can't date women my age. I can't.
How old are you?
I'm 51.
They're
really?
Dead.
Really? You look amazing.
There are some hot 51-year-olds.
Occasionally, white doesn't crack either.
Not in this room.
White don't crack.
What about Demi Moore? She's hot and she just turned 50.
And cuckoo crazy.
But she's hot. We're not talking about their mental status. We're talking about their hotness.
Yes, there's always going to be exceptions. Yeah, but you have to deal with generalities. Like, I look at women my age and my first thought is, Mom?
Whoa. Oh, what? Is something you want to talk about, Drew?
Yeah, no.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's why I don't want to do it.
Plus, in that story, that was his mom.
Way younger, though. 21 years. I
mean, Drew sees every older woman as his mom.
How old are you?
Mom, is that you?
Well, how old do I think you are? Yeah. I would put you at maybe like 24.
I'll be 37 on the 24th.
I would do you in a heartbeat.
You are so age appropriate for me.
Now, Drew, do you mean that you'd finish in a heartbeat? Is that what that means?
I don't brag about it, but I think we all know that's not the case.
But, Drew, didn't you just recently go to your high school reunion?
Yes.
Did you see any women that you used to date or you thought that they were hot still?
Listen, we don't have enough time to go into this because I did a very, very bad, bad thing that I still feel very guilty about. And it's Gus's fault.
Not Gus's fault.
It's totally Gus's fault.
Just say real quick what it was.
Did you sleep with a married person?
A girl that I had a crush on since I was in junior high school. Mm-hmm. Still look good, and this came up at the reunion, and we ended up hooking up. She came out to California to visit, and we had a really good time, and Gus named it Tarantino Day, because Gus is an asshole.
he gave her a holiday.
Gave her the holiday. He does not remember how this story happened. He just likes to, but in any event, the problem was this girl fell in love with me. And she was ready to move to California and everything else.
Is this the blind one you were telling me about?
No.
And he fucking stabbed her right in the heart.
Was she a classmate or a school teacher?
She was a classmate. Okay.
Homeless woman.
But she's very sweet. She looked great.
Okay. I want pictures.
Like as good as you do? Like a 15?
Can anyone look as good as I do?
Well, you know.
Drew, folks.
But wait, what was wrong with her that you didn't want to have a relationship?
I can't go into this on the show.
You brought it up.
She might be listening.
Say, okay, you banged a classmate. She wanted to get together, and you're like, bitch, this was just about my dick in your vagina.
No. I wanted her to blow me. Stop that. No, that's not true.
Part and parcel of the whole package.
I do not want to say anything that's going to, you know.
I know what it was. You can say it.
Spoiler.
I'm going to tell you what it was.
What was it?
Her vagina did not smell well. It was odiferous.
No, actually, it was great. It was
so was it just the conquest? Was it the conquest because you used to be enamored with when you were younger and you just were like, man, I finally got Susie.
I did not feel that when it came.
Off the bucket list.
No, I did not feel that when we were talking. Like,
did you cross
you
off the bucket
into
list?
Her like that.
Right.
It
was not.
So did you buy her that book? He's just not that into you.
I grew up in Jersey. Let's just say some people sound like they're on the Jersey Shore.
Was she just like, oh my God, Drew, I love you so much.
Were you,
I can't have babies no more, but we can't stop. I swear to God, my ovaries just dropped a little. I love you. Will you buy me a fur coat?
Her ovaries smoke cigarettes.
I want you to meet my mother. She's never going to come over except when she moves in.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like.
That was her vagina talking?
That's a penis killer. That's a mood killer right there.
Was she a good lover, Drew? Was she a good lover?
Until she opened her mouth?
Yes, except, all right. Oh, God.
Do you guys want to know a horrible story?
Just all right, I'm going to tell you this, and this all is... Right.
It doesn't go out of this room.
Right. Please don't tell anyone. But you know when people put things on Facebook? This is when I knew I couldn't do this. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, like everyone writes on cell phones, LOL. And you know what LOL stands for, right?
Laugh out loud. Yeah.
Yes.
Lucifer our Lord.
I am pretty sure she thought it meant lots of love because she would put that at the end of almost every sentence and every statement. Now, here's the thing. I never felt the need to correct it, but then one of our classmates, his mother passed away, and he put on Facebook, I am going to miss my best friend and mother who passed away this week, and everyone's leaving these condolence messages and serious things. She goes, she leaves this very heartfelt, sweet message, because she's not a stupid girl. She really isn't. But she left this message like, you'll always have the memory of this very, very special woman, and her love will be in your life forever. And I'm very sorry to hear this. You have all our sympathies and prayers. LOL.
Nice.
Old people try to use hashtags.
Exactly. I can see why this killed your mood, because you were just like, grandma is screaming at my voice machine. there, pick up. And you know,
the VCR keeps clicking 12.
Yeah, I don't need a message going, you fucked me great last night, LOL.
Can you guys hear that right now? That's a girl in New Jersey crying during the story.
Wait, Vic had a question about the old dead lady.
No. What I did want to say is that, Drew, communication is so important. Why did you just tell her?
Oh, my God.
I mean, the girl now is using LOL, not knowing what it is.
He did tell her.
No one said anything on Facebook like, hey, I think
did
he just misused
it. No, I think everyone was just like, did she just
People make mistakes, Drew. You could have just
Well,
explained.
Somebody immediately also
Yes, and
messaged.
Then you usually dump them or put them down for it.
No. I think you should have just said to her, look, whatever. You're a dumb hoe. And I'm saying that out of the goodness of my heart because I care about
She's
you.
Not
he didn't want her to feel bad, so he messaged right after, good message, that death is funny.
You should have messenger saying, like, I never want to see you again. LOL.
I feel very bad about the whole thing. She's a very sweet girl. I did. I took her to Vegas. We had a great time.
Great time.
I wonder what she thinks ROFL stands for.
What does it stand for?
I think she thinks it's a sound a dog makes.
What is it?
Or LMAO.
That's after a memorial. After a memorial is LMFAO.
Oh, laughing my ass off? Oh, no.
Okay.
That's a good text lesson.
IMHO. That was a fascinating story.
We have so gotten away from the show, and I'm bringing it back now.
Thank you. Okay? I love that story.
Oh, God, it hurts
you
me.
You were the story.
Wait, remind us what we're listening to?
Bad advice.
Okay.
Yeah. SkidRowStudios.com as well as Extreme Talk XM 165.
Thanks for reminding me.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Since we have two ladies, and I'm going to let them answer, and that means Vic, quiet time.
That's impossible.
It says, my wife has been on an all-veggie cleanse, and it's making her smell bad, if you know what I mean. I support her losing weight, but I'm starting to lose my mojo. What do I do? Howard in La Jolla.
Oh, so her pee-she smells funny?
Her pee-she? What the hell is that? What's a pee-she?
What is that? Like an Asian vagina? What is that? It's a Japanese vudge? What is that?
I actually called it. We called it pee-she.
You are so weird.
I mean, she could do like a little splash of something. Or maybe he puts it up.
Lemon pledge? Remember, the guy used Axe body spray and he said that was a bad idea.
Yeah, lick the kitty. Oh, sorry. Wrong answer.
Maybe he should put a little eucalyptus oil up above his top lip.
I mean, just Febreze it.
This is
no, but if he doesn't want to offend her, he should put something strong above his upper lip. This way it just smells like whatever that is when he's down there.
You don't think a guy going in with something on his upper lip is going to offend her?
Not if it's lavender, something calming and detoxifying to the vag.
Hey, let me soak my goatee in some fucking scope.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead, Vic.
I actually had this experience, not with my own vagina, but when I was...
Not with your ass vagina?
No, I was dating a girl, and I pleasured her with my mouth, and
why do you phrase it like that?
Well, because that's what it was.
It's creepy. Because he's a gentleman, that's why.
Exactly. I would really rather you just say I was eating her pussy.
No,
that is crude. Yeah. That is crude.
Yeah. A gnome wouldn't say
I
that.
I like you more all the time, Clee.
Oh, thanks, Drew.
Would it help if I said I was 29?
No. This is what happened. I made love with my mouth, and it smelled like a garbage dump.
Your mouth?
No, her vagina. It smelled like raw meat that had been out on the street for like a summer.
But you kept going, didn't
that's
you?
Because she was homeless.
No, that's what happens when you pick them up off a bus bench.
No, I called her the next day and said I was concerned about her.
Because it wasn't kosher meat?
No, because I was concerned about me dying.
Health, bitch.
Anyways, she cried and she's like, oh my God, is this your way of breaking up with me? Just because I got a smell, my smell down there? She found out it was echinacea that was making her smell horrible.
Okay. Oh, maybe it was your upper lip.
I thought I did the right thing.
We're trying to help Howard.
Oh, I think he should sneak a wipe in, like a Vagisil.
There you go.
Summer's Eve's wipes.
Yeah, just like tape it to your upper lip.
A squeegee guy?
Because we're almost out of time, I'm going to take this one. Howard, here's what I want you to do. You just take her into a hot tub, but the night before, I want you to put extra chlorine in there.
You can't eat that now. It's chlorine.
My pussy's burning.
Oh, maybe do a bubble bath for her and put some, all aromatherapy, and then they'll disinfect it.
There you go.
Like I think
Clea had the right idea, and also I would put a candle in there.
A scented candle from Illumination.
There you go.
I think you should make it all sexy and get a wash rag and say, like, I love cleaning my woman.
Like a washboard.
It's sensual. My cleaning your vagina like a baby.
I've been cleaning this vagina so long I know karate now.
She's like, oh my God, that's a Brillo pad. No, it's good. It's good.
It's exfoliating.
If you do get a candle, go with Ocean Spray.
Cranberry?
Disgusting.
Yeah, well, it'll cut down on infection. All right,
like
we have time for a very quick question, then we're going to have to say goodbye for this week. But this one comes from Garrett in Philly, and he wrote, my daughter wants to take up boxing. I like that she's committed and athletic, but I don't want to see her getting hit or hurt. Your thoughts?
Fix her up with a nice girl and call it a day.
Unless she's attractive, this might be her only shot.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like, look at Layla Ali is attractive.
That's true.
These bitches down.
Yeah, I know. And it helps their career.
There are some hot female boxers.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter whether or not she's attractive.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Can your daughter throw a punch? Have you punched her in the face? Can she take a punch?
Well, that's the thing. I think it does matter if you're attractive, because if she's ugly, who cares if she gets hit in the face?
It might help things. She might have to get surgery and suddenly she's magically pretty.
All right. Well, listen, it's time to wrap this up. I want to thank all my guests. Stay tuned for I will be joining Ken August on the weekly wrap up that immediately follows Bad Advice. Vic Cohen, make sure you catch It's a Fair Question. Clee Wiggins, you can see her at comedy clubs. Anything immediately coming up?
Friday, I'll be on the Whiz Bang Show at the Capri in Eagle Rock. And you can follow me on Twitter at Clee the Pimp.
Nice. Marie?
I'm doing a charity at Sardo's on February 6th at 8 p.m. in Burbank for my girlfriend, so please come.
Nice. And we got 2 seconds
here. Registered Ear Offenders, Fridays, 1 p.m. right here at SkidRowStudios.com.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Bad Advice. We will see you again next week.
Bye.